The Housing Agency of Jamaica presents My Land, My Life, My Dream, a radio drama series.
Hey, a long time you know say you're a real informer, you know, Steve. How about them people here in the area?
What do them crosses, brother? Yeah? A compound man property with them bag of knives and foolishness. Go find yourself.
Hey, you see all you, Steve? I bet you make them get out, Ricky, them, you know. Make them take with them and their house. All your Babylon boy, I bet you make you have to run me from yourself.
I think I will be going now.
Go away! Half time can't do nothing. Him just fool him out. Wally, you forget something in your long time? Since when you bad?
Hey Steve, yahoo!
First of all, what make you think you can come in my place with your bag of knives? I try push badness to my guests. Top pillars I'm gonna get ya, man, before me start going bad and make you see all people jack crowd. Can't really say one bag of knives you make for jack crowd.
I want to you, Steve. Me sure of them man they me see a Ricky them yard when police come for move them out last month. Ricky tell me it's a long time them man that I fight them and I try to get them out of the community. Them want to get out the wall away. And you are in a long argument with him. Harbor man.
That's not true, young man. There's a whole lot more to the story.
Boy, you're a liar. Hey. Babylon boy.
Hey, Mr. Fee, humble yourself, amigator. That is why me and you can never agree, no, Wally. You just love come run your mouth and you have no information. I don't even know why the man is here. I come in my yard and you come chat. I'm on top of that. Ricky, had nobody if you believe. He not have one productive bone in body.
Listen, me know Ricky. Me no know him.
You know what? Come go on here before Mr. Target. Ignorant, yeah, man.
No, Mr. Robertson. I want to talk to him to let him try and understand.
Oh, Tada.
You see, sir, I was here last month to remove some people, Mr. Richard Sinclair and his family. But I want you to understand that we did that as a last resort after a long process of trying to work with the family to pay for the land.
You see it? See it there? The man admit it.
Calm now, Wally. Make we hear what the man say.
Look how this man come draw crowd. I'm a gate man. I'll mix up one, you know.
Mix up like a cho. Go and talk, yeah, sir.
Remember that Guava Walk is an informal settlement. And even though there are a number of houses, only a few people actually own the land in here. Somebody came to the HHA to purchase Mr. Sinclair's lot. And instead of just running him off, we tried for a very long time to work with the family to buy the land. We gave them a highly discounted price for the land, gave them a very flexible repayment scheme, and did everything to help them acquire the land. But the family didn't cooperate. Now let me ask you, if you have something people are willing to pay a lot of money for, wouldn't you try to get the money for it?
Exactly.
Me agree with you, sir. That me would I do.
So, unfortunately, we had to remove them. But remember, it was after a long period of trying to work with the family to get them to own their land. And we want everybody in the community to own the land they occupy. We at the HHA are working to help all the residents in farmer pride communities like this one to own their land.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Babylon boy. Where are we supposed to get the money from to pay for the land now? You don't see what kind of people live here, so? Poor people.
Speak for yourself. When you're ready for buy clothes at party, when you can't find the money though, right? Look how much people that I get now, man.
Let me ask you this, sir. What is the name again? Wally?
Yeah.
Same thing.
How long have you lived in this community?
About 30 years. How?
You have a whole heap of memories and you invest a whole heap of money in your home over the years, right?
Yeah.
So, don't it make sense to protect your investment by making sure you own the land you have been living on all these years so nobody can come kick you off or trouble you?
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
I know you the man I talk to, you know?
Exactly.
Well, that is what we're trying to do here. And now we want everybody to come and partner with us so we can make sure all of you in Guava Walk can own your land.
So, Mr. Sir, are we supposed to do that now?
Join us next time for another episode of My Land, My Life, My Dream, brought to you by the Housing Agency of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.